How are you? I'd like to go ahead and call this meeting of the Administration Committee to order. Our first item of business is to approve today's agenda. Does anyone have any suggested changes to the agenda? If not, any suggested changes? Okay. If not, the agenda is approved as presented. I'd like to approve the minutes of the October 13th meeting. Does anybody have any changes or suggestions to add to the minutes? Okay, the minutes are approved as submitted. We have one informational item on the agenda today, a briefing on the efforts to increase disadvantaged business enterprise participation. Among the steps that management is taking is ensuring that DBEs are considered at the front end of the contract award process. I will now turn the floor over to Metro's Chief of Internal Business Operations, John Quo, and Jim Nguyen, Metro's Acting Chief of the Office of Fair Practice, for their presentation. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone, members of the committee. It's a pleasure to be here today, and the purpose of this briefing is to offer you an update on the Metro's Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Program, basically where we are with the program and what we're currently doing to improve the program and what we're going to be doing to, going towards the future to increase our DBE participation with the communities. And without further ado, I'm going to turn this presentation over to Mr. Nguyen, who is our Acting Chief of Fair Practices. Earlier this year in calendar 2016 in March, the General Manager created the Office of Fair Practices and also merged the DBE Enterprise Program from procurement to the Fair Practices Office. This continues, obviously, to be a very much a joint effort between the two offices. And Mr. Nguyen is going to go over the PowerPoint presentation regarding what we have been doing to increase those efforts. Mr. Nguyen.
Thank you, Mr. Quo, and good morning. We can go to the next slide.
That's all.
It's all right. Mm-hmm. How's that? Good. Okay. The purpose of this information item is to, one, obviously review the DBE program, discuss new DBE participation goals, and describe processes to engage more DBE firms. I will spend minimal time in the review mode, but greater time on what has recently taken place and or planned within the next 2 to 3 months. It is suffice to say that prior to the General Manager's DBE slash procurement restructure and subsequent management changes, the DBE office and the procurement office did not always work as a collaborative team to achieve required results. This presentation will highlight key areas where this has in fact definitely changed. Next slide, please. Legally, only federally funded projects are subject to DBE requirements. There are also qualifiers that a business must meet to be recognized as a DBE organization. These are noted in your BAIS, with the most prominent being the business must be 51% owned by socially and economically disadvantaged individual or individuals. It must be identified as a small business with 3 years annual gross not to exceed $22.4 million, and it must be an independent business. We are currently at 17% achievement toward our 2019 goal of 22%. But please keep in mind, this is only a snapshot in time. And one point of clarity, we're looking for a way, and I'm sure we can find it, whereas when a DBE is part of a multi-year contract, their actual achievement and their work may not show until the second or third year. But I want to find a way so that we can, when we say 17% or 18%, we'll have a footnote that will also say there are other DBEs that are involved, but their work just hasn't taken place yet. During SafeTrack, there were 15 DBE opportunities, of which 8 were DBE prime contractors. As we move forward, one of the goals will be to increase DBE representation as prime contractors, and I will address that later in the presentation. Next slide, please. As I stated, our new goal submitted to the FDA on September 1st is 22%. and we are awaiting the FTA acceptance letter. The DBE office has embarked on a project to validate our current database to ensure we are and have accurate information to include addresses, vendor numbers, and valid NAICS codes. This will be essential for any future software enhancements. I believe the most important newly agreed process between procurement and the DBE office is to have the DBE office involved in the initial kickoff meetings. Bringing this knowledge base together early in the process should assist in identifying possible DBE prime contractor opportunities and help in the dialogue regarding segmentation. In essence, DBE does not want to slow the process, just wants to be part of the process. The Office of Procurement and Fair Practice have agreed to review each federal contract to ensure we are getting maximum coverage for the DBE participation. And as needed, we will provide assistance whenever it is necessary, when there are like paperwork concerns, so that the DBE that is applying will not be shut out. Next slide, please. I believe the Office of Fair Practice, the management team, needs to embark on a meet and greet program with our current DBEs to solidify the relationships. We also need to explore all opportunities to establish new business contacts. I believe the fairs that we conduct should be more educational for potential DBEs so that Metro is not viewed as a difficult place to do business. In fact, there is a fair scheduled the early part of January. It will be held right here at JGB. Mr. Dorsey, I think you sent me a note, and I'll ensure that you do get information as to when that fair is going to take place. I want us to grow the women and minority database by contacting organizations such as the National Small Business Alliance, the National Association of Women Business Owners, and the Greater Washington Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I also want our annual contract opportunities better accessible on our website. More importantly, we need to provide our DBEs the knowledge as to where to find these opportunities. This will enable DBEs to plan for future opportunities. In fact, as recent as last month, during one of our planned DBE procurement meetings, we talked about the website and what could make it more accessible, what else needs to be added to it. Mr. Dorsey, I think you had some comment on that. You said you wanted to see certain things in there, and we'll be happy to put those in if you just provide what you need.
And just to be clear, Mr. Nguyen, it was not just about content. It was also about organization, user-friendliness, style, and design. It's fairly just text-intensive, and, you know, one has to devote a significant amount of time to try and figure out what's what. So it could just use an eye towards greater web design and user-friendliness and organization.
Right now, it's like three clicks from the homepage, and it could look a lot better. It is text. It is the text that really goes into the FDA. But it could be, more eye-friendly than it is right now. But we'll get into that. Next slide, please. As I stated earlier, I believe a focal point for the Chief of Fair Practice will be to measure the success in increasing DBE utilization as prime contractors. I've met with the FDA twice since March of 2016. And I think our Chief of Fair Practice should continue the positive dialogue that we currently have, as this provides us what documents are needed and how those documents need to look. I believe the GM will have in place managers in both fair practice and procurement that are committed to the success of DBE and who will work collaboratively to reach Metro's goals. This presentation was not done without input. It was shared with procurement management, as collectively the joint efforts will be the key to success for both departments and for Metro. We open up for questions.
Thank you for your presentation. Before I open up the floor to other members, I just had a couple of follow-up questions. You said that this office was merged into which office? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
The DBE office, Disadvantaged Business Enterprise Office, used to be formerly with the Office of Procurement and Materials Management. When the Office of Fair Practices was created by the GM back in March of this year, the DBE function was also transferred over and merged with the new Office of Fair Practices.
And included in the Office of Fair Practice is the Office of OEEO, which is the Equal Opportunity Office.
Okay. And you said, as it stands right now, there is a 17% achievement ratio that you have, but you submitted to FTA to have up to 22%. What is the time frame do you think that that will be accomplished?
Well, as I stated, when you look at the achievement, it's a snapshot. It's going to go up and down depending on what's taking place. So between now and 2019, with the work that the procurement office and the DB office have committed to, we will be moving toward that goal. I can't tell you a date exactly when it's going to happen, but I think if we stay focused, we'll be able to get there.
Okay. There was a while ago a slide that I recall seeing, and I'm not sure if you are aware of it, but when it came to payments for DBE contractors, there have been significant delays in getting their contracts paid for a fair amount of them, some of them for months. There were a few even for years. What is being done to rectify this? That's my first question. And my follow-up question is that part of the problem why DBEs are not interested in doing business with Metro because of the delayed payment structure?
I really can't answer that. I will try to find out as to what was taking place then. Again, I came into the picture in March. I do know there have been issues regarding late payments. And I know that will be a focal point as we go forward. But as to what has actually been done to date, I really can't answer.
Okay. If you could provide some follow-up. I'm not sure when the presentation occurred, but just for the outstanding ones, that would be helpful for me going forward. I'll open up the floor at this time for other questions.
Question for you. In terms of how many of them are prompt? That's my area. But I like to see DBEs as prime. What is the statistic around that? You have that information today. If not, come back. But I'm going to continue to press this before.
No, Mr. Pierce, you're absolutely price. I'm from my side, yes. That's a prime issue with me, too. I think I mentioned it in my presentation that we need to grow our DBE run. As I stated, what we're going to start doing is whenever there is a review, we will look at that particular contract to see if, in fact, this is something a DBE can use as a prime.
My question, very specifically, how many DBEs have been prompted in your contract?
We'll get back to you with that. We'll have to get back to you on that.
That's specifically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if I could just quickly add, Mr. Price, basically what we have done to date, I know Mr. Nguyen has started with this effort back in March of this year, and I came aboard at the end of June, but basically since I've been here, we've been very focused on increasing the DBE participation. Part of what we have to do is to increase the vendor database, and which includes DBE as prime contractors. So this is going to be basically a complete philosophical management change and complete focus change. And as Mr. Nguyen pointed out in his presentation, in every contract that's going out, not just the federally funded contract, even for locally funded contracts, our procurement team working in conjunction with the DBE team, we're going to be looking and reviewing for all possible subcontracting DBE, subcontracting participation to increase as well as DBEs as potential prime contractors for every contract that's left going forward.
Question that I have here. I concur with you in terms of start being more vigilant as it relates to the payment of the DDEs going forward. So I would like to request tracking data as it relates to the timely payment of DDEs on a monthly basis.
We can provide that.
All right. Thank you very much.
Any other questions? Mr. Dorsey?
So for my, I think I appreciate the questions from both Mr. Price and Ms. Harley. Ms. Harley, were you identifying that DBEs were receiving disproportionately delinquent payments from Metro compared to all others, or is this an overall problem with fulfilling contracts with the agency?
I believe the slide, based on my recollection, was in a DBE presentation, so there was not a side-by-side comparison analysis, but it was starking enough for me to be like, you know, this has been months, and sometimes it's been 1 to 2 years where some of the contractors, at least at that time, were showing us still being unpaid. And there were sizable amounts of cash that had not been paid out to these contractors, which is where my concern arose. So I wasn't able to see a side-by-side comparison with other contractors in that.
Well, thank you. I mean, both would be areas of concern for this committee, and I think it's important that we kind of track that as a regular part of this information sharing.
Right.
And I'd just like to make a little bit of a comment. I'm certainly thrilled that we're taking a more thoughtful, proactive, organized, and efficient approach to working with DBEs and trying to increase participation. I'd just like to make a meta comment. You know, this is often kind of done haphazardly because people need to fulfill federal requirements, and they don't really think about the inherent nature of why we do this, why we should do this, and it's not just about reducing inequality, making up for past discrimination. It's also to increase efficiency and opportunity and innovation for the agency. Expanding the pool of people that you work with, that you seek out to, you know, comply and to participate in your capital program produces untold levels of innovative approaches that you just don't get with a smaller pool of people. So I just want us to keep as sort of a guiding light that we're not just doing this to be nice, we're not just doing this because we have to, but we should be as robust about this because it can actually help the agency deliver on our core services in a way that we were not doing as effectively before. So thank you for taking the efforts to actually think about how to robustly improve this, and I hope that we can regularly be apprised of your progress and successes and even things that you need to improve.
Totally agree, Mr. Dorsey, and really it's just a matter of being good corporate citizens. If people see that, in fact, you are engaging them in your process, then they're more likely to be engaged in your process. And that is something that we're going to be very robust in doing.
Any additional questions? I just have two follow-ups. In regards to the DBE contract, is that a broad pool that we're pulling from, i.e., is it for all services that Metro contracts for, or is there a knee-jerk pool that we have for construction? I guess my question that I'm getting at, does this expand to more of the niche contracts that Metro often goes out to look for, including engineering, accounting, IT services? Is this something that you're planning for now to have all of these areas touched by this program versus the standard way that DBEs have been used at Metro in the past?
Well, I think in my earlier part of my presentation, I mentioned that.
I'm sorry, I have a hard time. So,
okay. In the early part of my presentation, I mentioned that the DBE office and the procurement office are going to review every contract. Therefore, we're not just nitpicking and picking out certain contracts that we're going to go after. We're going to have our NAICS codes available for us. We're going to know which DBEs have the potential. And as I stated, we don't want to slow down the process. We just want to be part of the process and ensure that DBEs, both prime and subprimes, have the opportunity to to be a part of this process.
Thank you. And for an updating perspective, I mean, how often, I believe we were getting reports from the DBE program, maybe twice a year. Is that still the updating schedule? Or is there a way that we can get more succinct updates so we can stay on top of this to make sure that things are progressing throughout the year?
I think that's something we need to look at to say what the frequency should be. Twice a year doesn't seem to be enough to me.
It's inadequate.
Quarterly would seem to be better to me.
Okay.
And that's what I would think we should shoot toward.
Okay. So I think that would be helpful to start off with at least once a quarter to get updates not only on where our percentage is in regards to what we put out to FTA, which I'm always a believer is, you know, always have a little bit more than what you give out. It's not harmful to have over 22% if it ebbs and flows. It shouldn't be the max level that we're looking for. But also with an update on where the contracts themselves are, what fields they're in, whether they're prime or not, those information tools would help us to see whether or not this program is something that is moving forward rather than staying stagnant.
Yeah, and I do want part of that quarterly report to reflect the payments that you talked about.
Yes.
Small businesses, that's their lifeline. They're not getting paid. In many cases, their people are not getting paid. They're out of business. So we need to ensure that DBEs are, in fact, getting prompt payment for everything that they do.
I personally,
I
do not want to wait on quarterly payments regarding payments. I like it on a monthly basis, and it's not unreasonable. Want to be able to track the receivables or payables for the DBEs on a monthly basis going forward. My second question or statement, does a DBE program extend to the development aspects around the metro stations and the selling of properties and developing the communities around there? Does DBE participate in that? You understand my question or no?
Yeah, I think I understand the question.
Okay.
From a procurement standpoint, DBEs, we'll be looking at DBE participation in all aspects of our contracting process. As long as there's an outsourcing contracting process going on, we'll be looking at DBE participation and inviting them to participate.
Going forward, for all items coming before the board as it relates to procurement, development, I will ask the question at every meeting, whether or not there's DBE participation. Mm-hmm. If it's not, I'm going to hold it up.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for your presentation.
Thank you.
I will ask you if it's feasible for you guys to do the monthly report for the payments and all other issues, blending that into a quarterly report at this time, even if it's not something that it necessarily officially comes before us, even if it's just sent to the committee, that would be helpful. Thank you.
Thank you.
If there are no further questions or discussion, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you.